This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed, and therefore should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement, medical or health advice, or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discretion, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show. You're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. In this episode, Ren discusses distance healing with Cherry Lee Ward. Please note this interview was recorded via a Zoom call, so there are some moments of minor audio quality issues.
My guest today is Cherry Lee Ward. Cherry Lee is a contemporary shaman and healer, passionately pursuing a lush expression of the divine feminine in her own life and in the world around her. She weaves her own inquiry and understanding into her work, reaching internationally as a teacher, healer, mentor, and inspiring presenter. Cherry Lee is certified in Healing Touch through the Healing Touch program. She continued her education and received rites and became a certified master practitioner in energy medicine and luminous healing, which is a form of shamanic healing, through the Light Body School. Since then, she spent a year studying the feminine spiral at the Glastonbury Goddess Temple. Cherry Lee has had a private practice in the Baltimore area for 12 years and has a thriving career teaching and seeing clients both in person and through distance sessions. I met Cherry Lee several years ago at a Healing Touch, I think it was a level 3 class in the Maryland area, and we've stayed friends ever since. And something that I wanted to bring Cherry Lee on the show to talk about specifically was distance healing. Cherry Lee does a lot of different kinds of healings. She does more than just remote and distant healing, but I wanted to have this conversation with her because I know her to be somebody who has used this form of healing in different ways, that it, both individually and through groups, and I've really admired that, and I've seen that people are getting a lot out of her work. And I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding and fascination around distant healing as a concept, and so I wanted to delve a little bit more into that in today's episode.
Hello, Cherry Lee. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's so nice to be here. I'm really happy to connect and to do this.
I'm so happy to finally have this conversation with you. I've been looking forward to it for a long time. So Cherry Lee, would you care to share a metaphysical experience that you've had with us?
Absolutely. The first one that really stands out for me, I had had a few crystal healings in Australia and different things as I went along. But when I had my oldest daughter, I got really, really sick. I don't know if you have a nursing background. I had placenta abruption, preeclampsia, renal failure, kidney failure, and DIC where my blood wasn't clotting. So it was kind of a big deal. They brought my baby out. I had an emergency C-section. She had an Apgar of 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. And there happened to be a healing touch practitioner in the special care nursery. And she worked with her. And within 10 minutes, her Apgar went from 2 to 8. And then my husband at the time actually said, can you go work with my wife? And I was like through the tunnel of light and meeting with my grandmother and doing all these things. And Ellie brought me back.
Wow.
And it was really amazing. She worked at St. Pete's in Olympia.
Wow.
Huge, profound experience. And she worked with me for the next few days in the hospital. And then I just remembered her. And when it was time to get pregnant with my second kid, I was like, hey, wow, she saved my life. What if I could work with her and like not get sick this time?
Amazing.
And that was kind of the beginning of my journey as a healer.
I was going to ask, was that experience with Healing Touch?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. So you felt like you were actually like going through the tunnel, you were leaving your body?
Oh yeah, completely. I was off with my grandma somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah. And my grandma said, it's not time. And then Ellie was there.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. Amazing. Cherry Lee, I know that you have expertise in a lot of different areas in different healing modalities. And today we are going to kind of zero in on distant healing, otherwise known as remote healing. And I'm really excited about this, to talk about this with you, because it's something that I've been doing a lot in my own practice. And I think that the opportunity for people to receive remote healing and distant healing is getting more and more common these days. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you. So for you, what is distant healing? And how does it work?
That's a great question. When clients are in front of me, I put my hands on their joints and above their chakras, and I work with them in that way. When I do distance work, I sit in meditation, and it's sort of like, you know, have you ever thought of a family member or someone, and you're just, you know, sitting on the couch or driving somewhere, and you're like, oh, wow, I'm just thinking of so-and-so so strongly. It's almost like they're here. That's actually how it is when I do distance work, and probably when you do distance work. I just sit in that sacred space and the person joins me. Mm-hmm. And then they have a healing as they would if they were there.
I know there's many different ways to do distant healing. Is it all kind of internal when you're doing that? Or do you move your hands and make any like kind of physical motions when you're doing that?
It's more internal, but basically, as you can see, I talk with my hands. I work with my hands a lot. So it's something that, like, if I'm talking to somebody on the phone and I'm like, oh, now my hands are at your feet, like my hands are. but it's different than standing around a table and moving my body.
Right.
I'm just sitting in one space when I do it. Yeah.
Right. I've played a few different ways myself of it, and it keeps evolving in the way that I do it when I'm working with clients too. I think I actually started standing at the table as though somebody.
Yeah, I think I did too. Yeah.
There. Yeah. And that was like a good way for me to tune into the energy. And then I kind of shifted since then into different ways, but it's always interesting to see how different people go about that.
The other thing, I've had a number of clients and friends and people over the years that they'll text me just before I'm taking a drive somewhere, you know, whether it's a 45-minute drive or 3-hour drive. And it's like, just, you know, give me 10 minutes. I'm getting in the car. Let me program navigation and then I can do it. Like the energy comes through, you know. I should add, I don't ever do ones that I charge for when I'm driving. It's like, sure, I'll work with you for 10 minutes. But, you know, in that 10 minutes while I'm driving, the energy comes through. You know, we're always in sacred space anyway, and it really just can come through. I've been amazed at how profound somebody's experience can be when our minds and hearts are together, no matter what our bodies are doing.
That is incredible. I haven't really thought of that, because I think that I'm very rigid in the way that I think about, the way that I feel about healing. And I've been like loosening those self-imposed boundaries a lot recently. But of course you can send healing energy to anybody and at any time, no matter what you're doing. So
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. What was your introduction to distant or remote healing?
So I talked about Ellie before. When I was pregnant with my second kid, I went and saw her actually before I conceived, and conceived right away. And I saw her, I think, monthly when I would go up and see the OBGYN. And then they put me, I think it was at the 5-month mark, they were really worried. They sent me back to the perinatologist, who said everything looked like it was going to go the way it went the time before. And I was like, no, I'm working with the healer. I'm meditating every day. I'm doing everything right. But that, we know that that doesn't always stop life from happening. And what Ellie did with me, she switched me to distance once a week instead of in person once a month. And it was amazing. And what I said about driving the car, what I found with her, so my experience was kind of wild at the beginning. Like, I have clients who will like lay down and be in sacred space, and I absolutely love that. She would just send it. She wouldn't always tell me what time. I remember one time my husband and I were fighting, and like, I get an email from her when we're done fighting or taking a break, and she's like, I sent a healing. And I'm like, I believe in this stuff so much because my first experience was so profound. I was like, so maybe our fight went differently than it would have otherwise. Maybe we had things that we needed to bring up and air that we may not have otherwise. But basically, there were times that I felt deeply peaceful and content, times that I slept. And, you know, that one time that we had a fight, like, it was kind of cool. But what happened through that, so we did that from 5 months on, and at 8.5 months, or 38 weeks, I had a scheduled healthy C-section. very healthy baby, twice the weight of my first one. And they were all like, wow, this is amazing. We don't know how this happened. And I'm like, it was Ellie. And by then she was godmother and in the delivery room with me.
Wow. You brought up something interesting. And that is, not only can what the practitioner is doing during distant healing look different, you know, whether it's, you know, somebody standing at a table that doesn't have a physical body on it and going through the motions that way, or sitting in meditation in sacred space and sending love that way, the recipient can also, you know, there's different ways of receiving it. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because our listeners might think, you know, might not understand how that works if they've never had remote healing. So some of your clients, it sounds like, will be, do you have them, you know, lay down while you're doing it at the same time?
Absolutely. Some of the clients, they get on the phone, we tune in together, we talk, we really share what's going on in the process. I have others that I just do by email. And again, that's more on my schedule than theirs. When they're in other countries, it's easier because I can do it when they're asleep and they'll just wake up feeling great and get an email. One of my favorite things, just for observation, I work with a number of people's children. And I've had, like one example, a mom texted me and said, oh, my daughter just texted me to make a doctor's appointment. She has a sore throat. Can you work on her? And I said, actually, I just had a cancellation. I can work on her right now. And I sent the mom like a little write-up. I always send an email write-up of what I experienced. And the mom like called me 2 hours later and just cracked up. She said, you won't believe it. I just got a text from her saying, cancel the doctor. I'm feeling better.
Wow.
And so especially with like kids with minors, I've had parents drop a kid off at school, totally in distress, pick them up later grinning, wow, you know, and they got a healing in between. So it's kind of fun to have the observer right there, you know, for kids.
That's amazing. And it's also, you know, it's useful to know that you can be an engaged receiver and be laying down and like, you know, be on the phone or be on a Zoom call or whatever. And that if you can't do that for whatever reason, if that's not fitting into your life or your schedule at that time, you can still receive the same kind of session and healing that you would than if you were on a Zoom call or on a Skype call or anything like that.
Yeah. It's been really fun working with kids because it's the easiest, because some of the kids know, some of the kids will say, hey, can you call Cherry Lee? And some of the kids have no idea. And they just like are delighted at the end of the day and full of energy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, as somebody, I'm a practitioner of distant healing, but I also receive it a lot I think it's just as important, especially if you're going to be a practitioner, to also receive work. And I like both ways of actually like being on the phone and you know, in communication while it's happening and feeling all of that. And, you know, just kind of like a silent remote healing where you don't exactly know when it is happening, but then hearing about it afterward, perhaps, and comparing notes. I feel like it's not a new way of healing. Of course, this has been happening for a long time, but it takes out barriers of space and time to
Yes.
make it possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing, of course, is that time isn't linear. Right. What I find is that people get a healing, the ones by email, especially the group one that I do, but I do others by email. They get a healing when I do it, and they also get a healing when they read it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like layers.
Absolutely. Yep. I have a spiritual teacher who, as soon as you sign up for a workshop, that's when the healing begins, even if the workshop's not for another several months, you know.
Yeah.
And it's that intention that you're putting into something and you're intending to have this work done, and then it starts to happen. I love
that. One of the things about classes, actually, and about healings, for me, it's just about anything I sign up for. And I see it with clients too. Like the minute they book the session, I had somebody book a house clearing and I walked up to her door. Her house had been for sale for 5 years, no offers, no nothing. I walked up to the door to do the house clearing and she said, I got my first offer in 5 years. And I said, my opinion is that's because you booked this. Do you still want me to clear your house? And she said, oh, absolutely. So I went in and cleared her house. I don't know why, she was just busy that day. She was actually doing a grant proposal that had a deadline. She didn't get back to the realtor till the next day, and they beat her to it and came in with the full price offer.
Wow.
You know, and you know, that was different from this, but it's still the same kind of thing about the magic of booking and what happens. And sometimes what I find is if I book a healing, sometimes my junk comes up, the stuff that needs to be healed. Like sometimes I feel the peace right away and sometimes I feel stirred.
Absolutely. And I think it does have to do, you know, it's not exactly the same as distant healing, but the intentionality of booking an appointment and the intentionality of sending healing is so powerful. and that it's not time and space bound. So I think that it is extremely relevant. And, you know, I've had clients, as I'm sure you have, who will book an appointment however long in advance, 2-3 weeks, whether it's physical or remote. And then that day when you get on the appointment, they're like, I didn't know at the time that I booked, I need this today. You know, this is exactly when I needed it. So
yeah.
There's that. That
absolutely.
Intelligence too.
Yes. And I find the people who can't get in between their schedule and mine for 3 weeks, it's perfect. And the people who I have a cancellation or I had one more spot open that week, that's perfect too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Divine timing and everything.
Yeah.
This just happened to me yesterday. Actually, I was supposed to have a remote client and somebody else showed up at my door at the same time as my remote client was supposed to happen. And we're going to reschedule that for later this week, but I trust that that was supposed to happen for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't exactly understand why. Maybe my client wasn't perfectly ready or something like that, or I wasn't or something.
Yeah. Well, or there was something else that needed to be revealed before the healing could happen. Yeah,
exactly. My next question is, how is distant healing helpful and for whom?
So one of the times that I like to receive distance healing myself is if I'm busy or in crisis or something, it's more convenient than going to an office. Sometimes when I'm in crisis, you know, if there's something up with one of the kids or something, you know, even if it's a college move in and we're all stressed, you know, sometimes I don't have the time to go and sit and be present and schedule and do. And I'm just like, man, I've got a lot on my plate. Can you help me and support me? And, you know, my experience is not only am I balanced then, but often there's a gift far beyond of, like, I'm thinking college move. And there's this thing between you and your daughter that's been sitting there and you've really both outgrown it. And I was able to clear it. And like, you won't have to worry about that anymore.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So some really cool things happen with distance work that if I had to go in person, I may not get around to, or it may not be right in that sweet spot, that moment of time when it's needed.
That's a really good perspective that I actually like haven't really thought about yet. As something comes up, you can go, you know,
and make that happen,
or you can digitally make that happen whenever you want. That's a really good point.
It's very much helpful for people on a spiritual journey. And what I have come to know is that with, I think, Oprah Winfrey a lot and other things, there's a raise in consciousness. The vocabulary of the world has changed. And I find people, you know, sent in by a partner or a parent or a child who comes to me. I had a gentleman come in whose nieces found me online and said, you have to go see her. And he had no spiritual, like this particular person, to my knowledge, I'm sure I checked, he didn't have a religious background. He certainly didn't have a background with healers. He didn't have a meditation background. He didn't have anything. And we did 3 sessions and it changed his life. And we found the common vocabulary, and he had had this life full of incredible spiritual experiences that he hadn't been able to talk to people about. And so, you know, and then there are the partners who come in who just, actually, I've had one, this makes me laugh. My girlfriend's psychic said she's not supposed to see me till I come to a healer and get something cleared.
Wow.
And you know, bless the heart of the person who shows up at my office saying that. No belief, no anything except a love for someone who said, you have to go.
Right.
And we had a great session. You know, they woke up, they got up off the table. It was somebody in person. Clear and focused and actually saying, I'm not sure what you did, but I feel really different. And there wasn't more understanding needed.
Right. Do you see a difference between people who come to see you in person and people who are comfortable with remote healing?
Actually, I don't. They both get profound shifts. What I do find a plus for in-person sessions, we live in a world with very little touch. And there are a lot of us, many of us, even people in relationship, who honestly benefit deeply from having warm hands on their joints, on their body, spending an hour under a blanket on a table with being surrounded by love. I think there's some real value in that. On the other hand, the quality of the healing, what is shifted, what is brought into alignment, all the goodness, all the benefit comes through either way.
Right.
And the distance is generally more convenient.
You don't have to fight traffic to get into a session. You don't have to fight weather or timing or schedules, you know, work schedules, et cetera. So it can certainly be more convenient. But I have found, you know, I've recently made the shift from having an office space for the last 5 years to seeing my clients primarily exclusively remotely. And there are people who would rather have that physical exchange, that physical experience like that. And I definitely understand that as somebody who I do both, you know, I as a receiver go in for physical, you know, one-on-one in-person sessions and also remote sessions. And it is really nice to have in-person sessions as well and to have that physicality attached to it. So there's both. It's nice that we have options.
Yeah. And another advantage for the distance healing is you can work with healers that maybe don't live in your city. Or healers that are traveling and enriching and doing that you may not have ready access to at home.
Exactly. Especially for folks who live in like a remote area of the country or world and can't get to anyone, even if the nearest city might be 3 hours away anyway.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
So that really opens it up. So Charlie, in what ways are you working with distant healing now?
I have a few clients that are regularly scheduled. You know, they might, if they're going through something, they might come weekly or monthly, and they are just regularly on the phone together or email. The other thing that I've done, I think I did an experiment maybe 5 years ago, and I've been doing this, I think, for the last 3 years. I've been doing a distance group healing. And when I did my experiment a few years ago, I had a number of people on email, and I was just like, you can get free healings once a week for, I don't know how long I did it, 3 months, as long as you'll tell me how it goes. Like, I need to hear how it is when I'm addressing a group instead of an individual. And it went so well, and I just like let it sit for a couple of years, and then I got into it. And so I've been doing healings every Friday morning for a few years now, and it's really wonderful. I've got people who have made major positive changes and things in their life and just feel in the flow, and they credit this. They're like, this is the thing that helped them through. I had someone who was helping to clear out her mother's house after she passed, and she participated for a few months. She just needed that lift. Other people going through, yeah, something specific like that, all sorts of people who hop in and out, you know, they come in for a couple months and then hop out and then come back in. It's been really fun, and the results that I've heard from the group are really wonderful.
I have seen these, I've been part of like reading these emails and seeing what you do. And I know that you also sometimes, depending on where you're traveling to, offer distant healing from sacred spaces. Can you tell us a little bit?
Yes, I do. Yes. I'm thinking, where did I start that? I think I may have started it in Greece and not as part of my business. I'm trying to think when I started. But basically what I've been doing is traveling, going to sacred spaces. I know I did a lot when I was in Peru, and I did in Ireland last summer. Going there and sitting and being in that space, and part of it is that not everyone can go to those locations. And the other part is sometimes we need that pure, sweet mountain energy of Peru poured into us, whether we've been there 10 times or not. So some of these places that have been sacred by indigenous peoples across time and space really have something to offer. And I always offer gratitude and offering to the land when I'm there. But I found it's a really remarkable transformative healing for people when I do it from those places.
I thought it was beautiful and brilliant to do that. I think it's an inspired idea. And I'm thinking about it as I'm on the eve of my travels, you know.
I definitely think you should do it. I think you should go sit on one of those beaches in the South Island of New Zealand and send out the good vibes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I will consider that for sure. So Jerry Lee, is there anything else right now that's coming to your mind on this topic, or anything related to this topic that is present for you that you would like to share with our listeners?
One of the things that I work with a lot of my clients on is intuition and trusting what they get and what they feel. And one of the things about this is it's an opportunity for me as a practitioner, although I've been doing it for a long time, but for the client to really sink in and say, what is my body telling me? What am I feeling? What am I noticing? And what often happens is that, you know, me miles away, I will say, oh, I'm noticing this. And they'll go, I noticed that too. Oh my goodness. It's this incredible validation and honoring of their body and heart's wisdom that comes through in these healings that I think is really amazing.
I think that that is one of the gifts. I'm glad you brought that up. I think that's one of the real gifts that distant healing can bring in for somebody is the sense of validation, and therefore like the sense that you can get of believing in your own experience and your own sensations and your own intuition that remote healing can offer to people. Because I remember even starting to do distant healing a few years ago, and few and far between, not nearly as much as I do it now. But the first time I worked on somebody who was in Guinea-Bissau, right? And I was here in Washington, D.C., and saying, oh, this is what I experienced, you know, while working on you, and having them say, I felt when you were working on that area, you know?
Yeah.
Not only for the person receiving the healing, but the person, you know, giving the healing too. It's such inspiring validation that you can affect somebody or help affect somebody positively from such a great distance. And, you know, the implications of that for our greater world and sending loving thoughts out and sending healing vibrations out around the world, I think is a very uplifting and inspiring concept. I'm really glad you brought that up.
Absolutely. And one of those things with that validation, with that intuition, becomes that level of self-trust so that when, you know, for us as healers and as recipients, when we're not in that healing space, that trust stays with us, that wisdom stays with us. And it really can, honestly, I believe, shift the course of our lives to be in that alignment.
I think you're hitting on something really important. And like, that is where the validation is leading, is into self-trust, and then trust also. If you can trust yourself 100%, that's a really good step towards trusting the universe and trusting the process of what's going on around us 100%, which is, you know, often really difficult to do.
Yes.
You have faith in the proceedings of the universe right now. That's a really beautiful point you bring up. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how can we find out more about you? Where can people find you if they want to look you up, Cherry Lee?
At my website, which is cherryleeward.com. And it's cherry, cherry-leeward.com.
Beautiful. I'm so happy that we were able to have this chat. And I hope that it, you know, one of my intentions in wanting to do an episode about distant healing is to have people interested in looking more into it and seeing it as a possibility that somebody might see would be useful for them.
Recipients and practitioners both. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you.
My pleasure. I appreciate you as well. Thanks for shining your light. This is a great program you have.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I loved having this conversation with Cherry Lee. And in fact, we talked for about an hour after the interview was over as well. I think that it really opens up the world to know that we can have access to healing and different modalities of healing at any time through distant or remote healing. I think that's wonderful, and I use it in my own work, and I'm expanding different ways of doing that online and remotely through phones and Zoom and Skype. And I think that it makes us all a little bit more connected to each other and can really help facilitate healing without space and time boundaries. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. You will get to hear a bit more about my experience with distance healing in the bonus content for this episode on Patreon. So check it out there. And thanks again to Cherry Lee Ward for being our guest today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. To find out more about Cherry Lee and her work, visit cherry-leeward.com. If you like the show and want to help support us as we make our second season of episodes, plus get access to Ren's bonus content for each episode, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. Audio editing by Zoe Ravenwood. The voice of the credits is me, Aries. Thanks for listening.